Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before us. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord for the amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be unto the Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord, since I lay my burdens down. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Block Talk Radio. We thank God for some of the prayer warriors on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome, marvelous, wonderful God we serve. That amazing grace and every renewed mercies every morning. Glory to God. We thank God for Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to give glory and honor to the Lord because there is none like him. He's always, glory to God, thinking of us, working things out for our on our behalf, and moving on our behalf, giving us instructions daily. Hallelujah. Micah 7:8 will be our scripture reading. Say, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Micah 7:8. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you tonight for coming on, and as we come together to glorify and magnify the Lord and hear what instructions he had for us through just even through the prayers, through the word, through the anointing, as we gather together to uplift his name and to pray and intercede one for another and give glory and praise, hallelujah, for the awesome, mighty God that we serve, because there is none like him, and he is a mighty and awesome God. He is the true and living God. He is Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Omnipotent, I'm not present. Ah, we thank God for the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Teacher, the Lead, the Guide. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word, the dynamic, the awesome word of God that continues to instruct and direct us. In the name of Jesus, we bless God. Hallelujah for his loving kindness. Ah, how he inspires us and encourages us to encourage others and strengthen them and bless God and point people, glory out to Christ, and let them know through our witness who he is, this mighty God we serve. It's a Savior, a Deliverer, a Healer. Ah, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ah, God, I thank you for the purpose-driven life that you have given us on this journey, that we do have a purpose and we do have, glory to God, responsibility, glory to God, and living a life that's glorifying the Lord. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for this blessed day that you added into our lives. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord God, for that mercy that we endure and bless and enjoy every day. God, thank you, because there is none like thee. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be right about now? It's not just a slogan, it's the truth. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers. In you we live and move and have our being. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and shall be done. Holly, if we be willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. It's conditioned to the promise. We got to live a life, glory to God, that we are promise keepers. I mean, we are covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. God, we thank God for your love so strong, hallelujah, that no matter what, which way we choose to go, your love never changes. We choose to live a life for you and go to heaven, true enough, your love is great. Oh, if you choose, glory to God, to not to live for him and go to hell, his love is still great. It's not his choice for us to go there. We make the choice, because he said, hallelujah, glory to God, at the cross, hallelujah, hanging on that tree, it is finished. He already did everything there is to do, so whosoever will, let him come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we pray and intercede, glory to God, on the behalf of others, we remember, glory to God, what you even told Peter, that the enemy desires to sift him as wheat, but you're praying that his faith faileth not. But when he's been converted, hallelujah, strengthen your brother. Help us to remember to know, glory to God, by being overcomers through our testimonies, that others, glory to God, hearing the testimony of the goodness and the greatness of our God. Hallelujah, their choice will be to live for him and to serve him in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to be humble servants. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And you said, you'll do the exaltation. You told us in your word, that our gifts will make room for us. We don't have to go over that, conjure up nothing, Lord, for recognition or for prestige and power struggles and exalting our flesh and looking to be a superstar, but waiting on the Lord and being of good courage while we wait on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are so marvelous, wonderful, awesome, phenomenal God. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us more how to praise and magnify your name, even in the midst of the trials and the tribulation and the storms and all the other things that are going on. Help us, God, in Jesus' name, to be glory to God in a place that we will exalt thee. I will yet praise thee, no matter what the circumstances is and no matter what it looks like. God, help us to be real. Hallelujah. Be faithful in all that we do in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Help us to bear one another's burdens and pray one for another. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. We pray, glory to God, for our loved ones. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray, God, for our youth, God. We pray for those, glory to God, that are caught up in darkness and caught up in, glory to God, things that are contrary to your will. We pray, glory to God, for those that are depressed, oppressed, or with Alzheimer's or at sickness and disease, those that are caught up, glory to God, where the enemy has deceived them and thinking, glory to God, they were their way is the best way. Those that have been deceived, you think they can still live a life in the world and also with the Lord. We pray conviction and repentance. We pray, glory, for those that need a healing, healing in their minds, healing in their bodies. God, that they need to be delivered from sugar diabetes and cancer and, glory, their kidney failures and things that are going on with arthritis and respiratory problems. Those that are going through, glory, in the eyes and the ears and the notes and, God, the digestive system and things that are happening with gout, the things that are happening, glory to God, that causes people to make the wrong decisions are for chaos and confusion. We plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, help us like never before to be helpers one to another and not allowing the works of the enemy, glory to God, to deceive us and cause us to be bound by the things that are going on in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray like never before that we be a people that be steadfast in the faith, that will be, glory to God, love you and love your people and love, glory to God, carrying out the assignments that God has given them and not just doing it on a part-time basis. We pray for those, glory to God, that are caught up in the wars over in Israel now. We are praying, God, that you will bless Israel, that they will turn totally and surrender to you. But pray, glory, God, to get their enemy that coming to try to destroy them, which will not happen because, glory to God, God has called them out, and they're his people. God, he may have to chastise us, but he will not allow the enemy to come in and devour them and destroy them, God. We are praying for those that love the Lord will stand on the promises of the Lord and stand on his word and move by his word. Hallelujah. No glory to God. This too shall pass. But God, in the midst of all the chaos and the pain and the hurt and the suffering and the killing, God, we ask you to intervene. Bind the hand of the enemy on every hand, God. Let them know that who you are, the true and living God. God, we know that you got a plan. Help us, glory to God, to keep the faith and keep praying, keep standing in obedience to what your word say, that it shall come to pass. We pray for Ukraine, God. We pray, glory to God, for Jerusalem. We pray, glory to God, in the midst of all that turmoil and pain and agony, God, that you bless and touch our healings, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for these countries with these leaders, glory to God, that want to dominate, want to make slaves, and want people to come under glory to God, under their laws and under their demand and command. Plead the blood of Jesus, God, awaken it. We know all of this is a spirit of the enemy, but we plead the blood of Jesus. God, in the midst of, we pray for salvation and deliverance and healing and wholeness and even blessing, even in the midst of all the grief and sorrow. God, we are praying against, glory to God, this Putin and this in China and, glory, even the part that Korea pay and some things, glory to God. We are praying, God, that you deal with these countries, deal with these leaders and this dictatorship. In Jesus' name, we pray for America to not, glory, take things for granted. And with so many doors have been opened for all kind of idols and all kinds of other gods and things, glory to God, to be worshipped in, glory to God, the country that you said was built on. In God, we trust. God, we plead the blood of Jesus for an awakening for our own country. In the name, if it wasn't for the mercy of God with the prayers that are being prayed and the people that are trying to walk upright and keeping their light on, it would be horrible. In the name, not for this nation, but all around the globe, but God, your mercy and your grace. So we're still praying, God, for deliverance in the name of Jesus, a revival all globally out of the anointing. We pray for our president, vice president. Pray for the wisdom of God, hallelujah, and some godly wisdom. And we know they're not in it by themselves because it's predicated on some things with the Congress and with House of Representatives and others in the government. Oh, God, but I'm praying for God and with many others that the wisdom of God will be in operation and that we don't spread ourselves so thin, trying to help this one, trying to help that one, and not cover all the bases in our own house, in the name of Jesus. And the things that are going on here with many that are hungry and on the streets and many that are losing their homes for the economy and other ones have from fires and floods and earthquakes. Oh, God, have mercy in the name of Jesus. We pray for Hades. We pray, glory to God, over in Maui. Maui went through all that they went through. We are praying for so many lives, glory to God, that have been lost, but so many are going through, glory to God, being displaced and agony and glory, don't have jobs and need food and clothing and shelter. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, praying for glory to God, not only that, but even praying for our policemen, praying for the firemen, praying for those that are in the medical field that are trying to do what's right by people, but other ones, glory to God, with their greed and all about the money and whatever in the pharmacies, God deal with them too, is the name of Jesus. Praying for our doctors, glory to God, not to admit so, some of them are so greedy now, and some of them are caught up with just don't even care too much about the patient, just prognose, diagnose, whatever, glory to God, and not even, there's a lot of misdiagnosis, and some, glory to God, are doing things that are contrary to the will of God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus awakening the ones that are trying to do right. Help them, God, to continue. Don't let them get weak and greedy and whatever. We pray even for our body of Christ with our own leaders, God, that some of them are so greedy and some of them are caught up, glory, at prestige and power struggles that they're not leading God's sheep, all glory, in the right path. They're leading them off astray in the name of Jesus. Some of them even are harlots. But I pray right now, God, for repentance, for conviction, praying for a turnaround. I'm praying for some to get saved because they're holding the office, but glory to God, not saved. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray right now, God, for deliverance. Pray for your people that in an awakening period that they'll, glory to God, realize, hallelujah, we can't be tampering in the world and tampering in the things, glory to God, of the world, and then still trying to live a life that's pleasing. And God says, can't be pleased if, glory to God, you're doing it on a part-time basis. God, I'm praying right now for a spirit of conviction to say, God, we got to remember, we got to get this thing right, walk in holiness and righteousness. We're praying one for another, encouraging one another, being planted like that tree right by the rivers of water. Oh, God, soaring like the eagles above some of this noise and situations that are going, so we can hear God come up here. Oh, go open our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has had to say to the church and walking in obedience to that, studying and rightly dividing the word of truth. We are praying, glory to God, that we don't be on a part-time basis who we love and who we show love to and who we show compassion to. In the name of Jesus, oh, so many that are hurting and going through, sitting up in their houses, some glory out in nursing homes, but some right there in the house, oh, glory to God, next door to us, the next apartment next door, glory to God, of people we are passing on the street, God, we are praying, oh, God, for salvation, praying for deliverance, praying for healing. Some may be saved and filled with the Spirit, but going through so much and don't know where to turn. Some may be backsliders. Oh, God, we are praying, have mercy. We are praying provisions being made. We are praying doors to be open. We are praying more compassion in our own hearts, God, that we may be able to reach those that are lost. Pray for our children. So many of them have been caught up in a web from the devil, glory to God, through this internet, through the chat, through the homosexual acts, through the things, glory to God, that the enemy has been offering, through, glory to God, being hurt and misused and abused and accused and ostracized, that, glory to God, that caused them to get in the wrong path or either connected to the wrong type of people or caught up, glory to God, in the wrong type of people with peer pressure and other ones, glory to God, want to just fit in, and making all kind of wrong decisions that are costing their lives, are costing them, glory to God, to be delayed in the blessings that you have for them. God, I pray right now for deliverance. Oh, God, I pray, glory, for an awakening. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Open the eyes and the ears to the truth of all this song and dance that the enemy's sending off like a pied piper that caused them, glory, to be swayed here and there, even acting like they don't even have a mind to even think, even with common sense. It is just about technology and what I can gain and what I can do, and getting caught up in the wrong type of mentors, want fast money, glory to God, and then killing and murdering, glory to God, just for the fun of it. Oh, the blood of Jesus for the gangbanging and all the human trafficking and all the other things that the enemy is offering and saying. We plead the blood of Jesus, even for witchcraft that even some of them are practicing. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up, Satan, and all your cause, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, even for those that are disobedient to parents and rebellion and stubbornness, even don't want to obey the laws. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against these other voices that they are hearing. In the name of Jesus, for destruction, causing them to be entrapped and snared all through drugs and alcohol and illicit sex. The blood of Jesus. I pray for an awakening. I pray for an awakening even in the body of Christ, that we have a purpose and a plan that God has given us for our lives, that we got to be better mentors, glory to God, for the youth, and even better witnesses in the world for them to recognize, hallelujah, what we're supposed to be doing and what God called us to do and set us apart for such a time as it to be caught, glory to God, in the line of what his word is saying. Oh, we're supposed to be peculiar people. There's supposed to be a difference. Hallelujah. Not allow the enemy to cause the world, the influences about being different. Oh, God, holiness, glory to God, is different than unholy. Righteousness and unrighteousness. Darkness and light. And we're supposed to be the people that are walking in the light. God, I pray right now, help us, God. Help us like never before to be who you called us to be. We need you, Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for those pastors and leaders and glory to God that are standing on the promises of the Lord, that's standing, glory to God, faithful to God's word, that's holding up the bloodstained banner, that's determined like Nehemiah on the wall. Oh, I'm doing a good work, not boasting in itself, but in the Lord. Hallelujah, and I can't come down. In the name of Jesus, for those that are out there, not only preaching, but they're reaching. Oh, God, for those, glory to God, are concerned about the flock and encouraging them and sacrificing. God, bless those shepherds. In the name of Jesus, bless those leaders, glory to God, whether it be the evangelist, the apostle, glory to God, the prophet, whether it be the teacher, glory to God, and even for those that have ministers of health and government. God, I pray, God, you bless them and help them. Let us be, glory to God, in line with what your word is saying, not what we're feeling and what, glory to God, is going on around us. Lord, I thank you for being so merciful and giving us another chance. And some, you're giving so many chances, they still haven't woken up, God, but we are praying, God, are you still a just God, a still loving God, a still caring God? Hallelujah, God that will chastise in the name of Jesus and a God of wrath. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. And we thank you even for this prayer line and many other prayer lines and many others that are praying in the churches, in their homes, glory to God, out on the streets and trying to reach. God bless them. Keep them covered under the blood. Bind the hand of the enemy. Cancel the assignment of the enemy. Plead the blood of Jesus of the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that they will live holy and live righteous, and us too as well. God, we are praying, glory to God, help us. Cover our children. Cover our families. Cover, glory to God, our church family. Cover, glory to God, those that are caught up, glory to God. Hallelujah, in the things of this world, that there'll be that are saved and they're awakening, that they will come, glory to God, in a place that they will say, nevertheless, thy will be done. God, that we will stand hold and stand in, glory to God, and be a people that you can trust and you can use for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. God, we pray for those, glory to God, that are hurting, some of our neighbors, some we don't even know about, some that, glory to God, that we barely ever see. God, we don't know what's going on the other side of them doors, but you do. So, God, we are praying, even if there's anyone near us that are going through abuse or some our incense, or some that may be on the other side just being sick and have nobody to care for them or concern for them. God, we are praying that even if the family don't be there, you send somebody. In the name of Jesus, we are praying some outlets. We are praying for some doors open. We are praying for whatever the needs be. Glory to God, that it will be done. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, God, we just love you today. We appreciate you. We thank you so much, glory, because there is none like thee. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. God, we bless you. We pray, glory to God, for our own bodies and ourselves. God, even while we stand in the gap, God, things are going on in our lives and in our bodies. But God, you gave us a charge, and we have a charge to keep. So while we are doing that, God, help us to stand fast and hold fast and know that you have not forgotten our labor of love. You still know, glory to God, hallelujah, what our needs are as well and the things that are going on, that you will work it out and fix it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We thank you today, God. Oh, we appreciate you, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. There's no one can love us any more than you. In the name of Jesus, all the sacrifices Jesus did, hallelujah, on behalf
of us in the name of Jesus, and on the way to the cross, all before the cross, and all the suffering, our God, but now at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, and we don't feel the presence, glory to God, of the prayers of glory to God, those that are praying. We know that you are praying and interceding, but God, you will let the presence of your of you be manifested in others around us, so we will know, glory to God, you just, hallelujah, a whisper away, a prayer away, a touch away. Glory to God, we bless you. And we thank you so much. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we take authority over Satan for any hindrance against these prayers or what God has blessed and said is yet to come to pass in our lives. Praise God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Bless the Lord. We have going in the lineup when it came on. We'll go ahead and have Mother Alexander, then Pastor Bird, even though she didn't come on at that time, but sometimes you have to get off earlier. But anyway, Pastor, Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, praise God, Mother McCormick, and praise God, bless the Lord. I got so caught up and I forgot who what, but anyway, we'll start with that. Bless the Lord. Praise God. So after Mother Alexander, Pastor Bird, then Mother Willette, then Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. And I think the Minister Brenda is, Evangelist Brenda, praise God. Then I kept it from there after that. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we glorify you today. We praise your wonderful name, Lord God. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace in our life, Lord. Father God, you gave us a way to stand faithful, Lord, and be strong in your word,
bless the Lord.
Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Father God. Thank you for who we are in your word, Lord God, because your word tells us, Lord God, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Help us, oh Lord, to remember, Lord God, that your promises is forever. And Lord, I just want to thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for the fatherless sons and fatherless daughters and widows, Lord God, because your word stands faithful, Father God. You make no mistakes. And Lord, I just want to thank you for how good you've been to us, oh Lord God. Thank you for your grace and mercy in our life, Heavenly Father. As we come before you, Lord God, as always as one, Lord God, prayer line as one, standing in the gap for people, brothers and sisters, those who know, those who don't know, standing in the gap for one another. Because, Lord, your promises is real. And if you said, Lord God, if we ask, believe, we shall receive it, then we should stand in that faithfulness. And, Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being so good to us, oh, Lord God. Thank you for making a way out of no way for some of us, Lord God, because we sometimes slip. And, Lord, your mercy, Lord, is what keeps us going. But, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep a hedge around of some of us that still don't see your word is real, Lord God. If you said it, believe it. And, Lord, we believe, Lord God, that when we cry out to you in this prayer line, you hear every word, Lord God. Nothing is hidden from your eyes, Heavenly Father, because you see all things, Lord God. According to your word, Lord, you tell us in 2 Chronicles 7:13-14, your word, you gave us authority over your word, Lord, because you said if you send pestilence, whatever it is, if we pray, if we pray, we still have the power over the enemy because you gave us the authority, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim the victory, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our great-grands and our grands, oh God, have mercy, Lord. Strengthen them day by day, Lord God. Bring back to the remembrance who they really are in Christ Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, we pray to keep a hedge around them, Father God. Bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. Father God, you see these grands and great grands because, Lord, your word tells us, Lord, if we pray, nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for our sons and daughters, our grands and our great-grands. We're standing in the gap, Lord God, because your word tells us, Heavenly Father, if we pray. So we know that you is a God that hears every prayer. Answer our prayers, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Lord, I pray for brothers and sisters all over the world, Lord, those that know and those that don't know. I ask you, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, those that is going through burden, Lord God. I know, Heavenly Father, you can lift them. Help them to stand strong, Lord God. Lord, you see my sisters, Lord God, my family, church body sisters. Oh, God, have mercy on them, Lord God. Some of them is going through so much thing, but the thing is, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, bring back to the remembrance who you are in their life, Lord, that they will stand faithful knowing that you can bring it all down, whatever is going on in the body. Because I know, Lord, you is a healer, Heavenly Father. I know you is a healer, Lord God. And your word is true, Heavenly Father. So have mercy on my sisters, Lord God. Have mercy on them, oh God, that they come to know that you can heal anything, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you to do. And Lord, I'm standing and claiming a victory for them, Lord God, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I know for myself that you is a healer. You take away sickness from the midst of us. I know you is a God that's been there all along. There is no other God but you that can move the mountain, Lord God. Father God, your word said, if we pray, I pray for your pastors, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the author and finisher of their life, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for the revival that Mr. Burton had, Lord God. Thank you for how you used the mighty prophet, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, let more and more churches come out and have revival, Lord, knowing that you are the author and finisher of all things. Lord, I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for you've been good to me all my life, Lord. There is no other way, Lord Jesus. You are the only way for us. Help us, Lord, those that know you, to stand regardless what the shadow brings. Stand faithful because you never fail us. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for how you make a way out of no way for our grandchildren, Lord Jesus. How you keep them, Lord God. Continue to bless our sons and daughters, Lord. Continue to bless them abundantly, Lord God, because you are the only way for them. Continue to bless the shepherd, Lord God, of this prayer line, Lord. Strengthen our day by day, Lord God, that you stand faithful, Lord, boldly as a bowl, Lord God, knowing that your word is what carry our. And Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for each and every one of my sisters and brothers on the line. For Lord, you know each and every one. Nothing is hidden from you, Father God. And nothing is too hard for you to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your holy name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will always say, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Father. We praise you. We honor you. We give you the glory this day, for this is the day
that the Lord has made. We will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up first thing this morning, that we were in our right mind, God. We were able, Father God, to get up and get dressed and get our own food. God, what a blessing. We want to ask you, God, to forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission, Father. And as you forgive us, God, help us to forgive those that have trespassed against us. Help us in these last days, God, not to hold aught against each other. Help us, Father God, if we have aught with our brother, to do exactly what you said, to go to our brother, Father God, and get that thing right, because we are going to be held accountable in these last days like never before. Father God, we do thank you and praise you for just watching over us all day, dear God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the provider, and you have provided for us richly, dear God. You provide us a place to stay, clothes on our bodies. God, you have provided for us to pay our bills, God. You have provided in these last times, and I thank you that there is no lack, God, in any of our households now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we have everything contained into our health now, God, in Jesus' name. For by your stripes we are healed. So, God, I thank you as we come before you, praying for those, God, that have Alzheimer's and dementia, diabetes and cataracts, glaucoma, Hardarabo Shandorabo Sunday, arthritis, Ekondoraba Sunday, every disease that is named, God, here in the earth, cancer, and those, God, that are bedridden today, that's unable to get up, we lift them up to you because we know that you are a healer, God, because you already sent that word to heal us, Jehovah Rapha. God, we love you because you first loved us. And I pray in the name of Jesus, God, as we embark on these changing days, because it's changing day by day. God, I don't know about others, but as for me, it's like the month come in and then it's in the middle. It's going that fast. Help us to be aware of the time, Father God, and help us to focus on you, dear God. Because a lot of things are going on in the world, and we know that you know about it, and some things are going to change, and some things are not. But help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of you. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to be alert, God, in these last days. And help us to know, God, that we're in those birthing pains now of things to come in the last days. And help us, Father God, to keep our focus on you. Help us, God, not to get so tied up in these times where we are fretful or fearful, dear God. Because if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. But help us to keep our focus on you. So I thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. As we lift up the nation of Israel now, God, they are your chosen people. And we are praying, God, for their safety. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you give them strategies and show them how to go into warfare. We're thanking you for the nations, God, that would come and be with them. God, we already know that nations are going to stand. We already know that they are going to that they are going to win this war, but we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to touch hearts and draw the people unto yourself, dear God, because like there, as in America, there are a lot of people that don't know who you are, and even some, God, who claim to be Christians, or call on the name of Jesus, but they ain't living nothing. So we are praying for salvation for our sisters and brothers, God, all over the world. We are praying, God, that truth will go forth and break that bondage of sin now in Jesus' name. We are praying, Father God, that every nation, every little place on earth will know the name of Jesus, that they will hear the gospel, dear God, in Jesus' name, so that they can make that choice, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, we do honor you today, and we are thanking you for the body of Christ. We're thanking you for the men and women, Father God, that stands on God and pray without ceasing. We're thanking you for the pastors and the apostles and teachers and preachers, God, who preach the word of God, not just that tickle the ears, Father, but that pertains to life, God, in the name of Jesus, so that people will not be deceived by tricks of the enemy in these last days. Because, Father, you said it would be a time where they would be pulled away from the church, pulled away from the body of Christ by tickling ears, Father God. People over here saying, we know the truth, we are God, and people over there. But I am praying for the saints, and I'm praying for those that yet to come, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I am praying that your word will go forth with power and authority and the anointing, and men will come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for a revival, God, like never before, like we've never seen, like we've never witnessed. I'm believing, Father God, that people are going to get healed. I'm believing, Father God, that the lame is going to walk, the blind is going to see. I believe that many, God, is going to be delivered from all kinds of devils and all kinds of spirits, Father, in these last days. So, God, we just bless you as we come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world. God, we come against witches and warlocks and palm readers and Ouija boards and all of that stuff, God, hallelujah, that the enemy have put in place to blind the people, God. So I am praying in the name of Jesus, God, that we're going to look to the hill from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you. I believe, Father God, that in these last days that you are raising up now that remnant. God, I pray that we be part of that end-time remnant, Father God, that will stand up for the truth. And the truth is your word, Father God. The truth is your word. If you said it, it shall come to pass. So we're believing, Father, that in these last days that you're going to raise the old and the young, that remnant, Father God, that will not dirty its clothes in these last days, so men and women can hear the truth, turn from their wicked ways, and be saved. Father, I do thank you for every individual on this phone tonight as I come in agreement with the prayers that have already been prayed. I thank you for each household having everything it needs, God, nothing broken and nothing missing. I'm believing that they are healed and whole. I believe that their finances are all lined up. I believe, Father God, that husband and wife come on one accord. I'm believing you, Father God, for the children to get in line, especially those that's on drugs and alcohol, God, that they will come to the knowledge of truth, starting with the household of faith, not just us on this line tonight, but, God, for those that are and sometimes will come on, God, that you start blessing them. Just blessing, so that they will know truth, dear God. So, Father God, I do praise you. I honor you tonight. I thank you for Pastor BJ, who is faithful to open up this line. Bless her family as well, God, nothing broken and nothing missing. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We praise your holy and righteous name, and we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. So thank you, Father. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to sing a little bit of this song to the glory of God. Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, and all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and tremble at his voice, and tremble at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, we'll see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end. Beginning and the end, the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, he is worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. First, let me just say, Father God, I thank you that you are the true and living God, that yes, in spite of everything that's going on, you are yet for us. And I praise you this evening. I glory in your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for another day's journey. I thank you for the prayers that have gone forward, and I'm in agreement with the prayers that have been sent up to you. And I thank you in advance, Lord God, that you've heard the prayers, and even those, Lord God, that will be prayed after me, you hear the prayers, and you answer those prayers, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, even in thoughts, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. We pray that there's nothing in our heart that displeases you. If there's any unforgiveness, we bind it up and cast it out in Jesus' name. Lord God, whatever it is, we pray that there's no bitterness, Lord God. There's no, Lord God, wickedness in our heart, Lord God. There's no evil that we have towards someone. We pray, Lord God, nothing is going to get in the way of you hearing the prayers and rescuing people, Lord God, from their conditions on this evening. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, that you sit at the right hand of the Father, even making intercession. Hallelujah. You are our mediator. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're our help, our hope, Lord God, our rescue from life issues in Christ Jesus' name. And Lord God, we're going to run to you and be safe in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, according to what you said in your word. I thank you, Lord God, and I'll just lift up some scriptures that I'm putting remembrance of because there's quite a few sick and shut in. So I pray Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, Exodus 23 and 25, where you talk about blessing our food and our drink and taking sickness away from us, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for Psalms 91, every bit of it in Jesus' name. I thank you for John 15, verse 7, where you talk about if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Glory be to God. I thank you for Mark 11, 22. Hallelujah, where you said, Jesus, have faith in God. Glory be to God. And we've heard a lot on faith, glory be to God. I'm trusting you. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. My assurance is in you. Hallelujah. It's the best insurance policy that you could ever receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because, glory be to God, it's a policy that's not going to, Lord God, run out. Hallelujah. And the premium, hey, God, hallelujah. The premium payments has been paid in full by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The best policy you ever want to have. So thank you, Lord God. And we trust in you on this evening as we pray. Lord God, if we're not going to trust you, this is a waste of our vocal cords. Hello, somebody. God, I thank you that I trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I praise you, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, even where it talks about if you don't like the situation, Mark 11, 22 through 24 tells you what you can do. Glory be to God. You can speak to the mountain and say something about it. And not waver, not doubt in your heart, but believe that what comes out of your mouth shall come to pass, and then you shall have what you say. Hello, somebody. So, God, help us to learn how to begin to speak about situations, Lord God. You see what's going on in the land in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I'm reminded how Sister Alexander mentioned about the revival, Lord God, on Friday night. Glory be to God. That man of God did come with the power of your word, Lord God, and he was right on target. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody may want to go back and read Daniel, the 7th chapter, praise God, verse 25. It talks about those different, when you go back, it talks about the different beasts. And one of them is, which one represent this king, but he's going to wear out the saints. And I see, Lord God, it seems like that's what time it is now. Some of the saints are being wore out, and the way what's going on, you can see, Lord God. But I thank you that you're on the throne. You see everything that's going on, and you're going to deal with that enemy as you see fit in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you for Mark 29, the 9th chapter, verse 23, where you says, if thou canst believe, I believe you, Lord God. I have trusted, hallelujah, glory be to God in you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Stop putting brakes on God or put limits on God in Jesus' name. Lord, you are our good shepherd, and we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing, Psalms 23. Praise you, Father God. I thank you what you talk about in Isaiah 54, verse 17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Christ Jesus' name. Glory be to God, and help us stop pointing fingers. I hear a lot of time people say, well, it's this person's fault, this person's fault. Well, people need to shut up and begin to say, Lord, what is it that I can do to be a part of the solution? Help me not to point a finger at someone else, because if they was in office, the finger would be pointed at them as well. So it's time for us to genuinely do what you say, obey your word, and pray for them who are in positions of leadership or authority in Jesus' name. And Father God, I just thank you, hallelujah. I lift up, hallelujah, Lord God, in agreement with my sisters, Lord God, that has prayed about the nation of Israel. I pray for, Lord God, our families, our friends, our nation, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lift up, Lord God, our military. Jesus, have mercy. And Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, that are in hospitals, psychiatric facilities, Lord God, and they may be, Lord God, homebound, wherever they are. If they're in a medical condition, Lord God, they're crying out for help. Those who've had surgeries, we pray, oh Lord God, the scriptures that we already spoke over them in Christ Jesus' name. You know every last one of them. I could start calling names, Brother Bird, Sister Jeanette, and many others, Sister Hemingway, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. We're trusting you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, and we bind up that demon of distraction. He's got people so distracted until we miss out, and that's why I pray for your presence every day, Father God, your presence, Lord God. Help us to be governed by your Holy Spirit and what your word says in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, oh, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, for the saints everywhere. I touch and agree. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. I pray for our families, Lord God, our children, grandchildren. I pray for our schools, the school staff, the teachers. I pray for those in health care and medical fields and, Lord God, the medical staff in Christ Jesus' name. And, Father God, we pray, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you do so, sir. Give us liberty and freedom from these strongholds, Lord God, these addictions, Lord God. We pray that you, Lord God, break the yoke of every bondage in Christ Jesus. Sin is a bondage. Sickness and diseases and strongholds and addictions of bondages. We pray, oh, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that you would deliver people from these wicked bondages in Christ Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. Ask your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, on this evening. Ask you to destroy, hallelujah, I'm touching agreeing with Prophet Bird. Ask you to destroy any witchcraft prayers or charismatic witchcraft prayers, any psychic prayers, any side effects, things, influences or witchcraft prayers that have been prayed over anyone in Christ Jesus' name. We pray against hexes and vexes and curses and incantations and chains and feathers and snares and traps in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to destroy, completely annihilate and consume any assignments, plans, or works that the enemy has against any of us or our families, our loved ones, and even our nation in Christ Jesus' name. I ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. These things are getting in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan, Lord God. And I ask you, Father God, to nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. You see everything. You know about everything. We ask for your help. We ask for your Holy Spirit to order our steps, govern our lives, Lord God. We need you. I heard the prayer already prayed. Lord, we need your help. We're hoping in you, and we're trusting in you that you bring a change in this situation. Father God, you know exactly what's going on. But we're putting our life, hallelujah, our life belongs to you, and you take good care of us, and we appreciate what you're doing in this season and in this hour. Let me pray this closing prayer that I saw, and I really like it, praise God, very briefly, praise God. It's a thank you prayer for God's promises. It says, Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you for the good things that you're doing in our lives. Hallelujah. For you are creator of all good things, Father. I thank you for your presence. I pray for your presence. In your presence is the fullness of joy. Glory be to God. And you want us to have fullness of joy. For in your presence is the fullness of joy. I just said that in your presence I'm complete. We are complete and we're whole in your presence. We have purpose. I heard that tonight. Because of your presence, we're glad. Hallelujah, that we're here. Father, I thank you for your plan that we have, hallelujah, a full life and enjoy it and have the abundance to overflow and hallelujah. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, for your provision that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory, that we may prosper in all areas of our lives as our soul prosper. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you for your protection, that your perfect love cast out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. Hallelujah, the peace that leads us through all storms that come into life. Father, I thank you for our lives and your presence in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Thank you, Father God. I love you. I praise you. I honor you. I worship you. I lift up every vessel that's on this prayer line. And God, if they're standing in a need of help, I pray that they realize all they have to do is say, Lord, thank you for the help that I need in this situation right now. I receive it by faith in Christ Jesus' name. I honor you, Lord God. I praise you. Bless this woman of God that continue to stay on this wall, Lord God, and keep this line available, hallelujah, so we can get in contact with you about all the situations, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus against the wicked one. We cancel every assignment that the enemy is trying to do to prevent your divine will from taking place in our lives. We love you. We trust you. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith, and we count it done. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Pray for a spiritual interruption for a minute. I got a text about, well, the text probably been there since 7:30-something, but I just saw it about 10 minutes ago for Brother Black. He said he's going to try to stay on the line as long as he can. He has a lot going on, but his sciatic nerve is really troubling him really bad. So we take this time now to pray for Brother Black in the name of Jesus. We come before the throne of grace to give glory, praise, and honor to you because, God, we know that you have all the answers. You're the healer. By your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wings. And you sent your word to heal, and you desire for us to be prospering good health. And God, so we ask you, Lord, to touch him now in the name of Jesus. Bind at the hand of the enemy to come against his body. Command that nerve, glory to God, to relax and the blood flow, the flow like it's supposed to, that your mercy and your grace will heal him. And that, glory, that whatever that terrible pain of agony, glory, that no longer, glory to God, shall it have free reign in the name of Jesus. We serve notice on Satan right now to loose his hold. Offer his body now in the name of Jesus, and we pray, God, that you continue to bless as you intervene in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, glory to God, for that body of function as you ordained to be, as well as this sciatic nerve here with myself as well. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking out the pain away. God, we pray, glory to God, of you keeping him, glory to God, and blessing. If there's any medication or any other things, glory to God, to bring the relief to the body, we pray for it. But God, we thank you. Any information that's there too, we command it to be released in Jesus' name. We know all power is in your hand, and we plan that you restore him back to health as myself. We pray, glory to God, that he'll have a testimony of your glory and your praise and honor. We come in agreement with the prayers that's already been prayed for him, and that he continue to stay encouraged. And God, so be it that you will have him to stay online. So be it. If not, then for him to relax and rest it. Your will be done. So we serve notice on Satan, all the cohorts, and every demonic activity go out to be loose right now and go back to the dry place. And we thank you for your healing. We thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, as we continue to stand on your word. In Jesus' name, as we exalt thee, you are worthy of the praise and the glory and the honor. Amen. All right, then, Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we just want to give glory and honor to you and just want to thank you, God, for another day that we never seen before. Excuse me. Want to thank you, Father, for just for last night rest while we slumber and slept. Suffer no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon our life. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We ask you, Lord God, to cast all your cares upon, let me read this scripture I want to read. Let me see. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you, and he shall never permit the righteous to be moved. So, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will look on your people right now, Lord, and move them, Lord God. And as each and every one have already prayed about different countries, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Israel, Lord God. We pray for the countries right now, and those that's going through different things in their lives, Lord God. We know there's nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. And God, we look to you, God, that you would change and you would turn things around, because we know, God, that you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So, God, we look to you and we trust you, God, that you will open doors and you will make ways the way things that should be, God. And we realize the word of God also tell us in Second Corinthians, the 10th chapter in the 4th and 5th verse, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So, God, we pray right now, Lord God, as things and as thoughts come in our mind, God, that we learn how to cast those things down in your name, Jesus, because we know, God, that you know what we are going through. You know the situation of all things. We pray right now, God, for the world as a whole, because there's so many things that happen. So many people are in trouble, going through different things, God, and we pray for the mind of people, Lord God, because we realize, God, that they'll think about the thoughts in their mind, how the thoughts come in their mind, and then sometimes you act on those thoughts, and then that just bring it, you know, just make you just do things that you shouldn't be doing. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for these thoughts that come in your mind, because the word of God said we could cast down those imaginations. And so, God, we pray that you would just look on mankind everywhere, Lord God, and help us all, because we all need you as walking through these trials and these tribulations. We need you in a day and time like this. And we realize the word of God said that we can lift our eyes into the hills from which coming our help, and knowing that all our help comes from you on tonight. And you told us not to be weary and well-doing, because in due season we'll reap if we faint not. So, Heavenly Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on us all, Lord God, because we need you, God, and we pray for the school system. We pray for the young people, Lord God. We bind up every spirit, every foul demon, everything that's not right, Lord God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from, Lord God. We ask you to go into the school system. We ask you to touch the principals there, and look down on the teachers, and look down on all the school kids, Lord God, down to the small ones, God. We pray for even the little babies, Lord God, the little tiny ones, God. We ask you to touch them all in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Shield them and protect them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on that man, that woman that might be standing side of the road or sometime needing some money or needing some food or whatever they may need, God. We pray, Lord God, because we see now that it's getting ready to get cold, and people don't have a place to stay, don't have no coat, or don't have no heat. God, we pray for those situations, God, that somehow in some way things will be worked out this year for people, Lord God, because it's the same old thing every year that be going on when people don't have a shelter, don't have a place to stay, Lord God. And we see that how the government, they have money, and how they build all these different things, and how they pull up all these different eating places and stuff. Lord, no, we don't be. Some of us, I say me, don't need to be eating like we be eating all the time. But all the time, they're building all these eating places. But what about other people? What about some homes? What about some places to put some people in that they would be able to have somewhere to live and somewhere to stay? Lord God, we pray these big old buildings that's just standing up somewhere there where people ain't staying in it, take that money and fix these buildings up so somebody can have somewhere to live and have somewhere to go. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will get a mind and know how to use stuff. When they get money, know what to do with it in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will realize, God, that money, they use the money, but they use it in the wrong way. So we pray in the name of Jesus, God, because people are going through, they're struggling. People are needing help. And God, only you, God. We're not begging, we're just asking you, Lord God. We're just asking you, Lord, and we believe in you, God, that you will do it because we know you see it. And we know you have to touch these minds of the people, the minds of the people. And you touch the minds of the people. And a lot of times when you touch minds of people, they take their mind. They do what they want to do. The word of God said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. There's some of them about trust in you, but they ain't trusting in you in the right way. They're leaning on their own understanding. They're doing what they want to do. They're choosing the way they want to do things. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will just help them all, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be able to know God. Like the word of God said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So, God, we just love you on tonight, and we just pray. We pray for every prayer warrior on the line on tonight. We pray for Pastor Hubbard. We ask you to continue to bless her and Brother Black as they go through the things they are going through right now. We ask you to touch their body, heal them. We know that they already healed, Lord God, and we thank you for that healing power. We just pray, Lord, for the strength on tonight, Lord God. We pray that that pain will go completely, that it would be cursed to the very root right now in Jesus' name. So, God, we just thank you for anybody else that's on the line with in a sickness or anything on their body. God, we bind up everything that tried to attack the prayer warriors in any way, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy on us all, Lord God, because we all are needing you in every problem, in every situation. Everybody's going through one thing or another. But we know, God, we can just call on your name. So glad that we know that we can look to you. So glad that we know that we can look to you as your word said. We can get into that word and we can get consolation in a word, that word can encourage us in many ways, because the word of God also let us know, God said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he's good. So help us to always give thanks to you because you're good. And also it says in Psalms 46:1, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. So God, we just pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we know as we go through our troubles and tribulation, you see it. You know all about it. You know what we stand in the need of. Before we even go through anything, you already know all about it. You already got it worked out before we know it's worked out. You already got it worked out. So, God, we thank you. I pray, Lord God, for my children. I pray, Lord God, for my granddaughter. I ask you to continue to go with some of the things that the enemy's trying to raise his head up. But we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus again, in the name of Jesus. One of the teachers at school, we bind that spirit up right now. He has no authority over her in the name of Jesus. So we bind that enemy up right now in the name of Jesus. So God, we just pray not only for her, but we pray for all the kids, all the school kids everywhere, because God, these are some precious little kids. They are so precious, Lord God. And we know, God, that you're the only one that can open these doors and make these ways for these children and work these things out for them. So God, we just ask you, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God. Keep them as they go through their trials and their tribulation, because they go through trials and tribulation too. And so God, we just pray for them all. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We appreciate what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. We'll sign up with a Brother Black after this Mother Pastor Sims to pray. Praise the Lord. See if you feel up to it. Are you feeling up to it? Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor Sims, you go ahead and pray, and we will continue to keep our brother lifted up.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. And Father, I come into agreement with every prayer that's been prayed tonight. It lifted up so many things to you, Lord God. And I come in my Lord, Father, grant us your grace by these prayers and all of the people in agreement, Father, that you grant the request of the many that have prayed before me. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day that you allow us to live in. We thank you for the provisions that you have given to us, Lord. Father, help make us better stewards of whatever you give us, Lord, that we be bless us, that we could be a blessing to other people, Lord God, and that we won't just desire to keep everything to ourselves. And Father, as I come to see, asking you to forgive me for my sins and iniquities, Lord God, that you show me, Father, a better way. Teach me, Lord, to walk in your pathway, the path that you have already trod. Lord God, we know that you sent your only begotten Son into this earth to die for mankind, that we all might have a right to the tree of life, Father. At this season of the year, we're in a season where the enemy has stepped up his game, because this is the time of year that they celebrate their days and everything, come in agreement with the praying against the witches and the warlocks and all the incantations and seances and all that, Father, that they will come to know that you, hallelujah, you are the only answer to all of our problems and all of our ills, Lord. And just teach us to love one another, Father, as you have loved us. You loved us while we were yet sinners. Father, we come, we pray for the homeless people, Father, the disadvantaged people, the people that would do but can't do, and the people that can do and won't do. Father, we just ask you to bless Israel and all countries everywhere. Bless the world, Lord Jesus, because we stand in the blessed. Help us, Lord God, to know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. It's no way, no other way. You can't get around it. You are God, and you're God alone. You don't need no help. You don't need no advice. But, Father, we do, and we ask that you just speak to our heart. And when you speak, Lord, let us be able to hear you, even if you whisper. Let us be just that close to you. Even if you whisper, we hear what you say. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy and righteous name. We pray for the youth, and we pray for the elderly. We pray for people confined in any kind of situation that you can be not in prison, but in a physical prison, but you could be in a prison in your mind and your spirit. Father, loose people that they'll be able to recognize just who you are and glorify you. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise your name, Father. I pray for my family, each and every one of them that's standing in need of prayer. And Father, we so thank you for allowing us to have the tribute and the praise party, and everything was so beautiful. We just thank you, Lord, because we know some things that happen nobody could do but you. So we give you honor, we give you praise, we give you glory. We do recognize Pastor BJ and everybody on this line in their respective places, Lord. We recognize them, Father, and we ask that you bless everyone and everything that concerns them, for this small or great. You know, Lord, something might be small to one person, but great to another. So we ask, Father, that you look into their heart and show them the way that you would have them to live. Help the word of God to be a guiding light to them, Father, that they won't go astray. They stick to the word, knowing that they can't be perfect, but you said they could be holy. You said holiness without no man. Hallelujah. Can see the Father. So, Father, we give you grace, Father, just lift you up. We and Christian people, the fivefold ministry everywhere, because one of the sisters pray that the enemy is trying to wear out the saints. That's what they want to start so they can get you to shut your mouth. Don't say nothing about this. Just let them do what they want to do. And the more you don't say, the more they do. And the deeper and deeper they get into sin and degradation. But, Lord, we come giving you honor and glory. We want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift comes from you and you alone. So, Father, we come and we ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, powerful, awesome name of Jesus. And we say, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
I praise you, name Jesus. We're going to ask about 5 more minutes. Give Sister Rachel to pray, and then we're going to start taking prayer requests. Thank God for the power of the anointing of all the prayers.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for every prayer that's went up, God. Lord, we ask you not to let not one hit the ground, God. We ask you to let it come to manifestation, Father God. Lord, we thank you for everything that you are doing, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God, closing our right mind, God, use of our limbs, God. Lord, we may have pain sometimes, God, but it's all right, God, because we know you are able, God. Lord, we know that you are the healer, God. We know who you are, God. We know where we are in you, God. Oh, Father God, get us deep in your word, God, so we can be rooted and anchored in you, God, the way you want us to be, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, God, because you delivered the Israelites, God. You delivered them before, God, and you are able to do it again, God. I see you doing it again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You destroyed the enemy, God. You didn't let Pharaoh get Israelites, God. Oh, God, you destroyed the ones that were up against your Israelites, God. Those are your people, God. Oh, God, I thank you for doing it again, God. God, you said in your word what you did one time, God. You will do it again. Do it again and again and again. Sickness and diseases. It has to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against it. According to our faith, it will be done unto us. Do you believe? Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I believe, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Lord, I ask you to take the gunmen off the streets, God. Lord, I ask you to get in their minds, God. Turn their minds around. Stop killing these young people, God. Stop all this stuff they're doing, God. It's wrong. Hallelujah, Jesus. My heart cries out. Abobo, shut in the SC. Stop from the SC, kid in the Abobo, shut in the SC. Time is drawing near. Abobo, she kid in the SC. Stop, Abobo, she kid in the SC. We're gonna be judged on the You're gonna be judged on what you did on my chicken and what you didn't do. When you didn't obey God on the chicken and babushi. Because God instilled something in everybody. He instilled his love on the inside. He lets us know when we're going wrong. He lets us know when we're going right. And nobody can tell me no difference. Because once upon a time I was younger, and I did a little something that wasn't quite right. And he nudged me and let me know it wasn't right. I had to go get it right with my sister. Yes, I did. Hallelujah, Jesus. He instilled that inside of each and every one of us. It's time out, honey, yes, we can, Babosha. It's time out, honey, yes, Sunday, Babosha. The coming of God is very soon. No, we don't know the minute or the hour, but I can hear him say, I'm coming, yes, we can, Babosha. He's got Babosha, get me, yes, see. I'm looking for a church. He's talking about us, Abba Boshi. Not the building. Without a spot or rank, how you say,
Do we have our house in order yet, Yababoshi? Do we have it in order yet, Yababoshi? God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I depend on you, Jesus, for everything, God. That child that died today, God, there was no reason for that to have to go on, God. That's why I'm asking God to get in the midst. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get in the midst of the one that did it, God. Make them turn themselves in, God, in the name of Jesus. He cut out of the boat. Put them under the rest, Jesus. God, I know you're able, God. I trust you, God. I trust you with everything, God. Not one thing, but everything. And I'm not wavering, God. I've learned that we cannot waver. If you're wavering, you're not really believing and trusting God. You got to trust him all the way. Sometimes I get pains. I just begin to call on Jesus. And before I know it, hallelujah, Jesus, that pain is gone. And the I begin to get in a praise with him. Yeah, God. I ask him to just let the Holy Ghost Spirit come on in. Our house, our home, to be a place of praise all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. We should be able to praise him anywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he said, train our children up the way they must go. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you never pray it, how you know the children can't learn how to pray? They won't learn how to pray if you're not praying around them. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for your word, God, for it is true. It is written in the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever he says, we can say what he says. Hallelujah, Jesus. And everything he says is going to come to pass, it's going to come to pass. We can take it to the bank and bank on it. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for healing both of belly. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you because we know who the healer is. We know where it's at, God. It's in you, Jesus. God, we thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for the pastor, God. Pastor BJ, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for her healing, God. We thank you for everything that she needs, God. Everything that she desires, God. You see, God. You see everything, Father. Everything her family needs, God. Every family that's represented on this phone, God. We ask you right now to do it, God. Because only you, God, can turn it around for their good, God. And we thank you for doing it, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, God. Oh, God, we just want to tell you thank you. Lord, we just want to know what you want us to do, God. What you want us to do for you, Jesus. We always asking him, for things. Lord, what do you want us to do for you, God? God, we'll do it, God. If you send us to the right, God, to tell somebody about you, Jesus, we'll do that too, God. Oh, God, we just need you to order our footsteps, God. Keep ordering our footsteps, God. Keep ordering our man, God. Keep our control over us, God. We can't do nothing without you, Jesus. With nothing without you, God. Because you are that you are. You are our great big I am. I know that you are. You done proved yourself over and over and over again to us, God. That you've got a shield around us. You have a shield around us, God. Your children. Let me just speak to them one more time. We have nothing to fear. He told us, don't let fear come in. I'm about to shoot you to see. He already told us, because when fear come in, it start making you doubt. Then you start missing out on really what God got for you. I'm about to shoot you to get see. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for faith. I'm about to shoot you to get see. Thank you, Jesus. It's impossible to please him without faith, because he said so. It is written. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this moment, God, to be able to say something for you, Jesus, for you using my mouth, God, for me being a mouthpiece for you, God. Lord, I thank you for it, Jesus. Jesus, because I'm nothing without you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, God, for what you're making me, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the fresh anointing that you have given me, God. I thank you for peace. I thank you for joy, happiness. God, I thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Your healing this. Woo, your healing virtues. Turn them forth, God. Each kind of yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the power of prayer. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At this time, we're going to take the prayer request, as we already stated, and those that already continued to pray for Brother Black and myself. Any other people, any other persons have a prayer request tonight or praise report? We're going to take the prayer request.
Okay. We'd like to have three sisters giving a prayer request. I mean, prayer for them.
Okay.
Is Sister Theodora that cancer return again? And Sister
Theodore?
Uh-huh. Theodora? Oh, Theodore is English. Okay. It is the same one I was calling it in Spanish. Okay. And Sister Dula, she's the one, she went to check out and they say cancer. So, like, for those two, and I have one sister, Shelton, you know, her husband passed away and seemed like she's not standing strong. So I said, we get a little prayer and that God strengthen her. Remember, young girl, that I know a long time ago, and our mom is not here, so she having problem with transportation.
Okay.
So we ask God to just give our favor in that department. Those are all.
Okay. Okay. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray. You said the one was named Theodora?
Theodora is the cancer. She and Dulap, those two sisters. Theodora had it, and, you know, it was in remission, and it come back again. But Dulap, she just went and check out, and they find something else, she said. So, cancer again.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we stand on your word, glory to God, as we come in agreement today for Theodora and also Sister Dunlap of just finding out about it. God, we know this demon of cancer does not have to be the last say, so you are the last say. So we commanded that spirit of cancer, that of affliction be dried up at the root in the name of Jesus. Also, we're standing on your word, but by your stripes we were healed. And healing, glory to God, was already sent out, glory to God, through your word for deliverance. And we believe in you, God, that you are blessed. Touch their hearts, encourage them in the name of Jesus. Sister Dunlap, they're just finding out about it. God, I pray against the fear and the tactics that the enemy may use, for God, comfort our heart and bless and bring the deliverance. Bring our wisdom to the doctors, both of them. Don't let this take this as just nonchalantly, but they will give her the care that she's needed. We standing on your word for their divine healing and touch, because it's your desire that we be healed and whole. In Jesus' name, we pray, glory to God, for Shelton's strength, God, even after the passing of her husband, that, God, the enemy is still fighting her mind for loneliness or missing him or whatever he is. We come against any fears and glory to God, and even the depression and oppression that goes along with that. We take authority over Satan and all his little cohorts of every setup, trap, plot, planning, scheme for any of three of these ladies in the name of Jesus. Touch, God. We're standing on your word for you to turn this thing around and bring restoration and restore, God, in the name of Jesus, and some peace with it in Jesus' name.
You are the counselor, the Prince of Peace, the healer, and the deliverer. God, we pray, Lord, for the young lady that needs favor for transportation. God, that's her desire to work, God, and bless the Lord for that. And we pray that you would touch her heart and encourage her and put somebody in her pathway, or either just give her favor for the finances, or either if it's a given gift, God, to her so she can have it. We believe in you for it, and God, just is your all of them to draw closer and closer to you in the name of Jesus. We bless you, and thank you for the provisions being made, and God, we thank you for all that you've done and doing. Before we go any further with a prayer request, I need to ask the prophet if she don't look like she dropped off the line yet, but if that she has something to say because I didn't get to ask.
I just want to say to everybody, just stand firm in the Word of God and knowing what time we're in. But know that God said he'd never leave nor forsake us. I believe that this is a great time for the church, for the body of Christ, for that remnant that God is about to bring forth. I believe that we're part of that end time remnant, and we're going to see things happen now. God gave me something the other night, and I know it was just for me, but one of the things he said to me is that some of the saints are going to be getting out of here because he's not going to allow them to see the evil that's about to come. And that's in Isaiah 57, if you want to read that. But we just got to stay focused in these last times and know that we are in the last days. Amen. And not get disheartened. Keeping all focus. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's a lot to say.
Amen. It sure is.
All right, I was just writing something down. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have a prayer request? Thank you, Lord. A praise report?
Yes.
Praise God. Well, I'd like for you all to pray over to God for my grandson, Joseph, over in California and whatever. He's really being challenged with some things, and we bind up the evil young people, oppression, the depression that the enemy is trying to bring him for, the different challenges, whether it be from school and situation and other kind of things that come up. But I just ask for prayer for Joseph, so someone want to take that prayer request for me, you can do that.
Amen, I'll take it. Praise the Lord. And how old is Joseph, Sister Minister BJ?
February, he turned 16th of February coming, he'll be 17, I believe, yeah.
16, 17. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now as humble as we know how. We thank you, Lord God, that you've heard the prayer requests of your servant. We thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And we appreciate that you love us so much that you want to meet our needs, Lord God. Hallelujah. So we lift up Joseph to you. Father God, I know you already know about a lot of challenges that young people have, and it seems to be a tough time for anybody, but God, our young people seem like they got more pressure than we've ever experienced in our lifetime, but we pray for him. We pray that you will cover him with the whole armor of God, and we pray, Father God, that that enemy that's trying to come against him, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, we pray that you deal with that devil that's coming against this young man in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God will raise up on the inside and you and bring back to him what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Give him strength, Lord God. Build him up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Father God, you know about a lot of young people. They like to bully others if they find some inkling or they think they can hover over someone else. But we bind up that demon of bullying right now in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray against, Lord God, oppression, depression. We plead the blood of Jesus and we bind it up. In Christ Jesus' name, you said what we bind here on earth, you have binded in heaven. We bind up the demon of bullying in Christ Jesus' name. We pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, will rest on this young man, praise God, Joseph, in Christ Jesus' name. Build him up and let him be, Lord God, hallelujah, that young man that walks by faith. And, Lord God, he's a God chaser and a faith walker in Christ Jesus' name. We declare, decree, and proclaim. We bind up wickedness and evil. We thank you that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop everything that's trying to come against him to keep him from, Lord God, hallelujah, your divine purpose, will, and plan for his life. We bless him now, and we thank you, Lord God. We lift up his family. In Christ Jesus' name, give mom, dad wisdom, Lord God, of what they can say if there's something that can be said. But we pray that your divine Holy Spirit will just, Lord God, and you pray that his heart is open to just experience you like never before. Hallelujah. Because when we develop a strong relationship with you, no, Lord God, nothing and no one. Paul got to the place where he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Glory be to God. We pray that you will strengthen this young man and let him be an example to others in Christ Jesus' name. And Father God, you deal with that enemy in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. And we count it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. Amen. Bless the Lord. Anyone else?
And I want to say thank you, Lord, also, Minister BJ. I just want to praise God for it was a busy, busy week last week, but I was grateful to make that Friday night meeting at Apostle Burton's church. And I tell you, that word was, I mean, to me, it was on target. It was on target because it tied in with the message that we had at our women's conference the end of October. So I thank and praise God that he wants the saints to realize, praise God, that there's a devil out there, and he ain't worried about the people that are not saved. Hello, somebody. But if
yes.
he can get you to change your mind, or if he can get you to doubt that God is big enough to handle the situation, and he puts a lot, the man of God said, there's a lot of distractions. Lot of distractions. So, see, he can throw you off course. Or you won't think about what the Word of God is saying if you're distracted by whatever he's doing. But we have to stand, praise God, and stand firm and trust that God is going to do. And let the Holy Spirit remind you what God has said. That's why I thank and praise God for those scriptures. Put yourself in remembrance of what the Father has said. God is going to do, praise God. He's still on the throne. Nothing's caught him by surprise. But I thank and
Amen.
Praise God. That man of God, he was on target. He was speaking that word. And anytime you speaking the word, you got my attention. So I give God the glory,
yes,
the honor,
Amen.
And the praise. God bless you. Amen.
That's for sure.
Amen.
That's what I stand on, too, the word. I love glory to God, the prophecy, the praise, and whatever. But all of that got to come together, but I have to have some foundation, some word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He was on it, and that's what my prayer was for. God
Amen.
Used the person that's coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. To speak a word to the people of God so they can know what time it is.
Yes.
Praise God. Sometimes people got a curriculum, but we need to hear from the Holy Ghost on
what
time it
about.
Is. And to stay alert, praise God, as Prophet Bird said, praise God, hallelujah, stay focused, glory be to God.
Always
bless
praying
you.
For the word to penetrate and bring transformation for the ones that have an ear to hear and obey. And when it's
Amen,
being spoken,
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen, thank you for the prayer. Anyone else with a prayer request or praise report?
Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, we thank the Lord for what God has done tonight. Praise the Lord. We had a guest that was in on from Georgia. Wasn't sure if she was working, if she'll stay online or not. But Sister McKnight, keeping her in prayer. The Lord bless her. Gave her the hadn't heard from her, I think, since last year. She moved from New Jersey down to Georgia, and the Lord bless. And she was thinking of me and called. And so we want you to keep her lifted up before the Lord. She having a desire while she's there to purchase a home, but praying that she continue to draw closer and closer to the Lord and thank God for her growth in grace. Amen, growing in grace. So, but in the meantime, as I said, I asked for Mother Alexander, will you pray for Sister McKnight, a young lady and stuff like this. We're praying God for her to be able to hear clearly what God wants to, because she got telling me about multiple jobs she has, but we're praying for God to just bless her and she let God guide her steps. Amen.
Oh, to God be the glory, baby. To God be the glory. Mm-hmm. And she praying, you said that just buy a house or she want to buy a house?
She want to buy a house and she has, she got a lot of jobs, so I'm praying to God balance that out for her. She let God balance things out for her. Amen.
Thank God. We thank God for it. God word tell us, ask. And believe when you ask, you receive. So we claiming the victory in whatever she asking for. We are just standing in agreement that she will get what she asking for. But we asking God also to strengthen her that she stand strong. Don't waver. Stand strong. And what is it you ask the Lord for? Stand strong on it. Claim what you ask him for and keep your mind on it. Not one away with this, I want it, then next minute you want that. Claim what you want. Claim it and stand on God's word until you see it come forth. Meantime, you give it all to God, baby. Live for him, and there is nothing too hard for you to do and to receive from God. Because God said it. He said, ask. So you can ask him and stand on his word, regardless what the situation look like. It's what you ask in God for and what you believe. By faith and trust him, sugar. Trust him. Mark my word. If you stand strong on the Lord's word, trust him. You're going to get that house. And the job, whatever it is you're going to have, he will give you favor. But you've got to be faithful to him. Don't waver, baby. Stand strong. You asking him for that? Make your mind up. That's what you're looking for. And don't let nobody fool you. Because God is wanting, if you ask him, baby, stand on his promises. Let nothing move you. Never make your faith be wavering. When it comes to God, stand faithful, baby. Stand faithful. And Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this young lady, Lord God, that you would give her favor in this situation, Heavenly Father. Favor, Lord God. Before the year is done, Lord, grant favor, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask this, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. She had to drop off, but I'm writing it down so I can pass it to her, what you said. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That faith, that's good for all, Lord. Young people today, baby, I tell you, the devil is busy, but they have authority because of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Don't give him no place. We got to pray for our grands and great-grands, our sons and daughters, because the enemy tried so much to come against the people of God, baby, and when they can't pull you, they try to get something close.
Uh-huh,
but the devil
right.
is a liar. The devil is a liar. He will not have no place with me, that's for sure.
Yes.
No, baby,
thank
I give
Lord.
Him no place.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father, we do thank you tonight for all the prayers and the prayer warriors. Pray blood covering over their lives and pray, God, their protection. Pray the wisdom. Pray financial, spiritual blessing. Pray encouragement. Pray glory to God that you continue to draw all of us closer. Help us to be alert and aware of the times and the hour that we are in the name of Jesus, and know that he is soon to come. We thank you for all the words that came through the prayers from the beginning to the end, concerning even back to the end times and back to what we need to be doing. Stay in focus and not to be distracted and not allowing all the things that are going on in the world to cause us to get off course, because we can get lose our focus that way too. Let depression, oppression come in, or stop the word and letting things go that keep us from being able to be all that God called us to be. To stay alert on this journey, but stay in our prayers, in faithfulness. Also, the joy of the Lord being our strength. Don't let our joy, glory to God, be depleted because of circumstances and situations. We got to stand, glory to God, and hold fast and believe in God, even for our healing and our deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Keep looking to the hills that come to our help, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we thank you for these prayers. We thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you for the vessels and the ministers and those that are carrying the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the joy and the peace that you give us in the midst of our circumstances, that you'll give us that perfect peace, that you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our minds steadfast on thee. We got to keep our minds focused. We got to pray one for another. And we're not on an island by ourselves, because he didn't put our head out there, and that's all. He's the head, but he gave us many members in the body, and we're to help one another, pray one for another, build each other up, esteem others more highly than ourselves, and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And you said our gift will make room. Too many people trying to make room, glory to God, for their gift, and God said the gift will make room for us in the name of Jesus. Help us to seek you first, put you first. And God, let us know that this is the hour and time we cannot take down and we cannot water down the truth. In the name of Jesus, God, we put our own self in captivity, put ourselves in a dangerous situation when we try to change your word to fit our situation. You said word is not for no private interpretation. Help us to magnify your name. You are worthy, and help us to encourage one another in the name of Jesus. And brother, jealousy and envy and glory, that covetousness in the body of Christ need to be eradicated. In Jesus' name, we thank you so much for these warriors that stand so firmly every week. Hallelujah. And even with their own services and things that they have to do with their own family, give them favor, God. Let them know you have not forgotten that labor of love. God, we thank you. There will be no perpetrators in the midst of us. God, that anointing will burn out everything and expose everything that's not like God. So help us to be real and genuine in all that we do. And help us, even in our weakness, that we confess and allow you to bring us to be strong in Christ Jesus. Lord, I bind up in accidents, incidents, mishap, chaos, confusion, untimely death, sickness, disease, and also that COVID be dried out and died down, and even the other plagues, and God, and even all the harm and danger that out there lurking, that when we go out in the streets or wherever we are, even our house, that you protect us and cover us under the blood. Sweet rest and sleep. God, we pray that glory to God for our sister, Pastor Bird, to God, that you have blessed her to rest and sleep and hear the voice of God in spite of, glory to God, the challenge. God, we thank you for Pastor Burton touching her body and blessing. Thank God for the good report about the revival and the prophet, the apostle. God, we thank you. Cover them, cover the family, cover all those ears that have heard what God said, that they hold fast to it. And even that we hear daily from you. God, we love you. Pray for our children. Pray for Lil Zaire, for Gabriel. We pray, glory to God, for glory, all our grands, great-grands, seed, and blessing. And help us, God, to hold fast the faith in our bodies. In the name of Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you. Bless God. Amen. The speakers, glory to God. I'm going to call you personally and give you the theme. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. Thank God for you. Have a wonderful, blessing, marvelous week. Glory to God. As we look forward to the speakers to speak, glory to God, this. Oh, is it this Sunday already? Or is that next Sunday? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for the word tonight. Praise God. Anyone else have anything else to say? Because two other people came on the line. So if they have anything else before we hang up, we want you to go ahead and speak now. Praise the Lord.
This is the fourth Sunday. The fourth Sunday, 22nd, is the fourth Sunday. I just looked at my calendar.
Yeah, it was Pastor Sims, and who else did I wrote down? Forgot. Pastor Sims. Oh, Lord. I got to look back now and find out who the other person was. Bless the Lord. But nevertheless, we'll be back in. Huh?
This is Tanisha. I was just on the line for prayer.
Oh, McKnight, I just had Mother Alexander praying for you. Did you hear it?
I just came back on.
Okay, I thought when it dropped off and came back, but I'll try to what I wrote down and what I can remember, I'll give that to you. But do you have a request? Anything else if you wanted to request of?
This was just guidance from the Lord, but I thank you for all your prayers. Thank you.
Yes, praise God. That was in there, too, for you to be able to stand fast and also to draw nigh to the Lord and hear him. So I'll read it back to you, what I can remember on that. But we do pray God's blessings upon you for you to be able to hear and to hear God's directions and be blessings upon you in Jesus' name. But like I said, Mother Alexander just prayed, and I tried to write down what I could catch while she was, when she spoke it. But thank the Lord for you joining us tonight. It's been a pleasure, my dear. And there's nothing else. Hello?
I said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And if there's nothing else, we speak blessings upon everyone. Angels be in camp, and hope you have a blessed week. And we look forward on Sunday night hearing our speakers. And thank God, glory to God, as we be back together on Monday night at 7 o'clock and also on 7 for the word of breaking the bread of life on Sunday. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have a wonderful night. Be blessed. Angels be in camp. And the blood covering. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
God bless you all, and we bid you shalom, and have a blessed, safe, and good week in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
So what time is it? What's the score of the Ellen Lakers game?
Thank you.